Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our newest episode of the Husky Huddle. I am so happy to have with me the assistant principal from OIMS, Rich DiMartino. Thank you for joining me today, Rich.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about OIMS.
Okay, that sounds great. I grew up in a family full of educators, hence why I have decided to make this a career of mine. I did start off as a physical education teacher, but I went through my master's program to go into leadership to see when that would begin, and I'm happy to be starting my first full year here at OIMS and at Olean City School District.
Wonderful job at it.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for giving us a little bit of history about you. So what would you like to tell us about our middle intermediate school, OIMS, and the wonderful things that are happening there?
Absolutely. I would like to start off with the importance of the things that not everybody thinks about. We always talk about academics and the 8-to-3 school day. But I'd like to touch on the extracurricular opportunities that we have and the importance of those, because I feel those can be just as valuable as the academic side of things. So some of the things that you can get from an extracurricular opportunity, such as a club and sports program or anything that you can think of, you have the opportunity to get to know some individuals that maybe you have never gotten the opportunity to do so before. And I'm talking about maybe the teacher that is in charge or the advisor that's in charge of the extracurricular or your coach. You may have never met them. So you get to know somebody, you get to learn about them, you get to grow with them, but you also get to grow with the other students that you happen to be with. Those, again, can be students of different grade levels, and you can learn about them, and you could end up with a new friend at the end of the day.
By extracurricular, is that only athletics? Are there other things that you can do after school?
Absolutely. There are plenty of different clubs and activities to get into. So one of the things that I'll touch on will be our Student Activities Council, where students have the opportunity to be a leader within the school building. And I do want to say our SAC does a phenomenal job. They meet monthly. They plan things monthly. They do weekly spirit-themed weeks where students get to dress up how they would like. They always lead our assemblies, our Great Rewards assemblies, with some type of cheer, chant, or maybe even an impromptu speech to get everybody involved. So I do want to shout out the SAC and all of its members for the phenomenal job that they do.
I was able to do my very first assembly with you all, and that was awesome. For the theme of the month was perseverance. And my gosh, there was so much energy. It was so fun. So thank you to all of them for that amazing experience.
Absolutely. We were happy that you were able to attend. And that's just one of the couple of options that we have. We do also have an Allies Club where students have the ability to meet after school with similar peers and just get to know everybody better and just feel that safe space around them. That's another great option. We have some middle schoolers who participate in our ski club, which that could be looked at as an athletics, but it's actually just a club where you get to go weekly during the winter and ski with your friends. So there's a lot more than just athletics where you can still get that same vibe, the teamwork, the accountability, the responsibility, team camaraderie, all of those things in order to make your school career as successful and as happy as you would like.
Awesome. That sounds like there's so much stuff for them to do and so much stuff for them to access. And so depending on what your interests are, in the end, it's about having fun and making friends and being able to connect with your school community. So that's fantastic.
Yes. Some of the best moments in life can come from the opportunity to meet new people and learn and grow to become a better self in the future.
Yeah, that's amazing, and that's awesome. That's really good work, and I'm glad to hear about the passion that our students have for this and that you do as well.
Yes.
That's awesome. So what else do you want to tell us about OIMS?
So as our school year is coming to a close, I know we are having meetings and we are planning for the end of the year festivities. So some of the things that our students and our community can look forward to is we host a track and field day for our fourth and fifth graders. And that does not include the exceptional track and field day that we do with our other students. So that is, yes, and that's a way for the community and parents to come in and support their own athlete as they watch them compete in one track event and one field event. So that's coming up in June. We're also planning our June Great Rewards Assembly. We've been talking about assemblies, but that one's even bigger. So we are starting to work on that also.
When I was at?
Yes, even a little bit longer.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what the date of the track and field is yet?
So we have a date of June 3rd and a rain date of the 4th.
Okay, good, good. All right. Pin that on my calendar.
Yes. We're excited to do that. I know I used to participate that from the physical education perspective. It's a great way for everybody to come together. We have all the PE staff or as many that can come throughout the district help support everybody as we go through that morning. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Thank you. Wait. All right. And then what other things do you guys have planned? You do a moving up ceremony, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We do have that. We work in conjunction with the high school where the seventh grade comes up. They have an eighth grade orientation day. This past school year, they actually had a dinner that was accompanied with that. So we're looking forward to having that set up again.
So there's no need to be apprehensive as a parent or as a student moving from middle school to the high school.
Yep.
We do things to help make
correct.
People feel comfortable and mm-hmm. our students feel okay with that transition from middle school to high school.
Yes, and even the third graders going into fourth grade.
We
have some tours that we do over the summer. We have plenty of opportunities for parents to ask questions, come visit, tour with one of our new students. And we try to help them feel as safe as possible. We are actually working with Eastview and Washington West to set up a time to have the third graders come just as a group, not with their parents, but as a group during the school day. And they'll get to tour with all their classes and their current teachers. So we're looking forward to that as well.
That's fantastic, because if you were brand new to the building, being in that really big building might be intimidating, especially for incoming third graders. So that's great
yes.
that you guys do that and walk them through.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it and it'll be okay.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing our new star students.
Yes. It's wonderful. And you guys you have to talk about the amazing work that's being done outside your building on that turf field. So how's that going?
Absolutely. It's been one of my favorite things to do, looking out the window and seeing the progress. We have the turf down, the lines are down. It looks like we are pretty soon going to be complete with that project. And our playground that we've been waiting for so long for was actually delivered over spring break, and they are currently there at this time putting it in. So, yes, it's all coming.
The bridge yesterday, and I saw them doing something foundationally there. So
mm-hmm.
it's great to know that there will be a playground there. Very, very.
Yes, you'll have to check it out. They're starting to build things and everything.
Yeah, and you guys have a really nice pool.
Yes, we do.
It's a really beautiful facility. So
yes,
just making it into a world class school that
mm-hmm.
we have community access, and our students are really fortunate to have.
Yes, we do. With that pool, we also have a great lifeguard that makes sure to man everything and keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
And one thing that I don't know that everybody realizes is swimming is actually part of the physical education curriculum at OIMS. Yeah. So students have the opportunity to learn how to swim during their PE classes, a little individual life sport that they can do throughout their entire life.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And not every school has a pool to,
correct.
To do that. So that's amazing. Thank you guys for having a world-class swim program over there, too.
Yes.
So what else do we want to highlight at OIMS?
I will say this. We have a lot of visual representations going up inside of the building. Over the summer, we did some exteriors where we wrapped some poles and things like that. But interior, we are putting up a selfie wall currently is going up on the second floor, yes. So students are going to have the opportunity to take some pictures when they can, of course. But we're doing a lot inside of the school as well to try to make it feel like a home base, a safe space, everybody welcome. So I'm looking forward to see how all of that completes. And a shout out goes out to the BOCES print shop for all the work they're doing.
They are, along with you guys, responsible for seeing that big emblazoned sign. This is a Husky Nation when you're driving up the street.
Mm-hmm. So
thank you to all of you for the conceptualization and to the BOCES print shop for helping us make that vision into a reality. That's awesome. Can't feel anything else but true Husky pride walking and seeing that right above you.
So, yeah, that's always our goal.
Yeah.
Inspiration and kind of feel like you're part of the family.
And you guys even have the alma mater in there.
Mm-hmm.
Walk through the tunnel. The
bridge, yes.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I loved hearing about the wonderful things that are happening at OIN.
Yes.
And things that are being passionately supported by your leadership and the students there and the staff there. So thank you so much. So I told you in advance, last year we asked all of our leadership team to think of a superhero quality that they embody. So here's your opportunity to answer that.
All right. Well, I was always a fan of Batman growing up, so that's where my mind always goes. And while he does a lot of different things, he always has the ability and is successful with finding solutions to problems and helping people as he's doing that. So I would say that's one of the superhero attributes that I feel I have. The ability to help everybody, you take the time, figure out a solution, you move forward together, and the success will come.
I see that definitely in your leadership. So that's an amazing answer. Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
And I can't wait to have you back.
I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.